It says Daf is Daf Lamed Dalet. So we guess at the very top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, the new Mishnah tells us that Dam Ovedes Kochavim, the Dam Tahara Shel Mitzaras. So what's the din of a Dam of a Goy? So the Dam of a Goy, typically it's Deraisa, it's Tahar. So we're going to learn a Gzera that Chavim instituted, so the Dam of Ovedes Kochavim, and also Dam Tahar of a Mitzaras, even though Dam Tahar is really Deraisa Tahar, the Chacham made a gzera. So it's the Beis Shammai mitar. Beis Shammai says both these cases are tahor. Why are they tahor? Because even though when it comes to a goy, the Chacham were gozer on the goy, that the roka and meirag leha are all tamei, but they didn't extend the tuma when it came to the dam of Avodas Chacham. So that's what Beis Hillel says. And when it came to dam tahor of mitzaras, even though by mitzaras, the mayanos, the different bali fluids are all tamei midaraisa, the roke and the meiragleha, but still the dam tohar is not tamei, because dam tohar is not called a mayan, it's not called the spring, it's not a source the same way that roke comes out. So both when it comes to dam ovedes kochavim and dam tohar mitzora, the Beis Shammai is mitar. Beis Hillel, however, in the Mishnah said, Beis Hillel omrim kiroka uch meiragleha. They still felt that they did institute a gzera. When it comes to the dam of a goy, so they made a gzera, but they made a gzera that the dam of a goy is tame, but they limited it. They wanted it there to be a heker. So they didn't say the dam of a goy is tame across the board like a dam of a bas yisrael. Rather, it's only tame as much as a roke and meiragleha is, which means that they're only tame when they're lach, but when they're yavesh, they're not metame. When it comes to real dam nida, is tame bein lach, bein yavesh. But dam goy, they only made it dam, if it's the lach is a tame, but it's not tame with yavesh. And it's just like roka kumima regleha. And the reason why they wanted to make a heker, that person shouldn't get confused, that the din of a dam nida of the tacham is like the din of a dam bas yisra. Fine. So then the Gemara says, and as I said, when it comes to the dam toar of the tsaras, Beis Hillel says it's also tame, while Beis Shammai said that dam tohar is not a mayon, therefore it's tohar by mitzaras. Only mayonos are tame by mitzaras. Beis Hillel says that even though you're right that dam tohar is not a mayon, but the Torah was marbid. The Torah had a pasuk to include dam tohar as a din of a mayon, even though it's not really a mayon, but as a din of a mayon, and therefore it's tame. So this is the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Then the Mishnah goes on further and says, Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla. So what happens to Dam Yoledes? A woman gives birth, and we know she's Tame if it's a boy 7 days, and then she's Tahor afterwards. And for a girl, she's Tame for 14 days, and then she's Tahor afterwards for 66 days. So what happens when the days are complete, the 7 and 14 days are complete, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah? So Beis Shammai holds that Beis Shammai Omrim Kiroka Uchimeme Raglev. Beis Shammai says, Midaraisa, Yoledes doesn't need to go to the mikvah. The Tahara process of Yoledes is simply, when the days are complete, when day 7 and day 14 are complete, respectively, she automatically becomes the Damas Tahar. There's no need for the mikvah. V'chachamim instituted that she should go to the mikvah. So if she didn't go to the mikvah, there's a Gzera D'Rabbanan that any Dam she sees is Dam Tameh only when it's a Lach, but not when it's Yavish. That's what it means in the Mishnah when it says, Ki Roka, because roke and mei ragleha is only tamei when it's lach, but not when it's yavesh. So we say that a dam toar of a yoledes shelo tavla is tamei kiroka kimei mei ragleha. That means only a dirabanan, only belach below the yavesh. But the Mishnah says based hilo omrim metami lach v'yavesh. He thinks no. When a yoledes completes the days, it's not sufficient that the days are complete of 7 and 14, but she also needs to go to the mikvah. And if she didn't go to the mikvah, then all the dam she sees is still considered dam tuma, and it's metame midiraisa lach v'yavish. Now there is one instance where even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that's metame lach v'yavish, which is what? The Mishnah concludes, modim v'yoledes bezov shumetame lach v'yavish. If the woman gives birth while in the state of Ziva, and then she gives birth, so then she's Tamei Deraisa, because she needs to go to the mikvah, and she didn't go to the mikvah, she's Tamei Zava still, and that would be Tamei Lach V'Yavish. Okay, so that's the Mishnah.
I'm sorry, that was Kochav, the first part of the Mishnah. Since they don't count, we don't make a difference between Ziva and Nida, right, here?
Correct. The whole din of Obedes Chacham is only Derabanan.
Because Taharas Shel Mitzaras is only when she is while she's in that case it's different. It's just when she's during the Yimei Tohar. after she gives birth, right?
By the Maturas case, right.
Second case.
Exactly. Okay, so the Gemara now says, "V'les le'in the beishamay daber b'nei Yisrael v'marta alem ish ish kiyazav b'nei Yisrael metamim b'ziva v'vein ahov de kochavim metamim b'ziva." Meaning, beishamay doesn't hold to this din. The beishamay says that the dam over the kochavim is completely tahor. But we have a drasha now that I agree, midiraisa over the kochavim is tahor, because the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael metamim b'ziva v'vein over de kochavim metamim b'ziva. But the brayso continues to say about gazru alein. But they made a gzeira, the rabbanon, that they should have a din of a zava, and a din of a zava and a zava. So how could Beis Shammai suggest that the dam over the tzachavim is a tahor? So the Gemara says, Amri lech Beis Shammai. Shammai says, Hey Chliyavid, what should we do? How are we going to explain this? So the Gemara says, if it's going to be that we're going to say the din, letami lach v'yavesh. So if we're going to say the dam over the tzachavim has a din of lach v'yavesh, that Mamish is told the same thing as the din of Abbas Yisrael, that the dam is the Metame Bein Lach Bein Yavesh. What happened is Asiyasa Bekisha Torah. Now you're putting the dam over the Shacham on the same pedestal as that of a Deraisa of Abbas Yisrael. And that's going to get very, very confusing. We need there to be a hecker, because what happens is, if Abbas Yisrael's dam Nida touches Chuma, we burn it. But the dam of the Shacham touches Chuma, it's not, we don't burn it. So we have to make sure there's a chilk, that people recognize that the results, the ramifications are different. So then if you're going to say, okay, letami lach v'yavesh, if you're going to say lach v'lovrat, if you're going to suggest maybe the dam of Ovedes Chacham should only be letami lach, only with lach v'lo litme yavesh, when it's not yavesh, so the problem with that is chelkos b'shatorah. You're making a distinction from shatorah, and that might lead to an opposite problem. So you might say by a dam of a Abbas Yisrael, it may also only be tamei when it's lach, and not when it's yavesh, because you're going to confuse dam over the shachav and dam Yisrael. And since there's no real clean way how to create a tumah of dam over the shachavim, they never instituted such a din d'rabbanan for a dam over the shachavim according to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara then says, if that's the case, if you're saying you're so concerned about confusing the tumah of over the shachavim with the tumah of Abbas Yisrael, ihachi roka umeimei ragla nami. So even Beis Shammai agrees that the rok and the meir glaim of avodah tachav or goy is metame, which only tumah derabanan. So shouldn't you get confused as well that if the din of a goy of meir glaim or rok of a goy is tumah derabanan, you might get confused with the tumah derabanan, tumah deraisa of a real Jew who's a real zava.
And they might only be metame her on
Rokam, right? So that's the din. It's only Tamei, according to Beis Shammai, it's only Tamei Rokam. You might burn Shuma.
They're scared that Midoraisa, somebody will think that...
No, they're scared that a goy, you might end up burning Shuma. If a goy who...
If you make the whole thing Midoraisa.
No,
if you make everything. Even the...
No. Right now the stage is, if we're concerned that you're going to confuse the Raisa din and the Rabbanan din, the Goy din and the Yisrael...
Right, if you make it both Lach and Yavesh.
Not Lach and Yavesh. When it comes to just, again, the din of Merik Laim, you say Merik Laim and Rok is only Tamei Lach, not Yavesh. That's a din even by Yisrael.
So then why would you confuse...
So the confusing is as follows. If I said that if we said that a Goy's Merik Laim and Rok are Tamei, just like it's Tamei by Yisrael, so I'm going to say, well, when Yisrael's Rok, who's a Zav, or Zav touches the Shuma, we burn it. So I'm going to say, oh, so when a Goy is Rok, and a Goy is Mir Glam touches Shuma, I'll also burn it. But that's not the din, because it's only Dirabana. Dirabana, we don't burn Shuma. So if we're so concerned about this confusion of burning Shuma, we shouldn't make it there even by the Roka and the Mir Glam of a Goy. So Gemara says, no. Kaven Dav Dinan Hekera B'dama. Once we have a Heker with the world of Dam, everyone knows now, according to Beis Shammai at least, that the dam of a goy, dam of avodah tchacham, is not tamei. We know miyada yada. Now we could translate over it. Even the roka mimeraglaya derabanan. So even though you're right, if you look specifically at miraglaim and roka of an avodah tchacham, it's the same din as Yisrael. But since everyone is aware that the dam of a avodah tchacham is tahor, so we know that even the miraglaim and the roka of her is also only tamei derabanan, and we won't lead to burning shuma. So then the Gemara says, okay. So how come we're making a heker by the dam of Ovedes Chavim? But why don't we say the opposite? Maybe we should say, Laved heker beroka umimei raglem. Make the heker by the merag lime of the goy and the roka of the goy, and say those two are not tame, they're tahor, and latame ledama, and make the dam of Ovedes Chavim. Everyone agrees you need to make a heker. So why are you making heck of this way? We're saying that Reglaim, and the Roke is Tameh, the Dama is Tahor. Let's do the opposite. Let's say the Dam is Tameh, but the Reglaim and the Roke are Tahor. Why not make that Chilah? And so the Gemara answers, because Roka, those are common, saliva comes out often, and Reglaim is often, so the is more Shchichi, therefore in that case they wanted to Gazu Be'erban, made a Gzerah. But Dama de lo Shech, Dama, which is not as common, certainly is common, but not as common. You know, every single day a person has saliva, every single day a person has a Merig Lion. Dam doesn't happen every single day, so therefore, since it's not as Shriach, lo Shriach, and therefore lo Gazu B'Rabbanan, they did not institute the Rabbanan in the case of the Dam of Ovedes Kochavim, according to Beis Shammai. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba. So now we have a big machlokas between the Dam of Ovedes Kochavim. So Gemara now is going further in understanding the scope of this machlokas. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Zovo Tame, Afil Beis Shammai, Kerio Tahor, Afil Beis Hillel. We mentioned the other day, maybe it was yesterday, that there's a difference between Zov and Keri. Keri, as we'll see later on, Keri comes about through Chamimus. Rashi explains through Maisa Chamimus, that brings about one to Keri. Zov is more like an illness. It just comes out of the body without anything causing it. So the Zov, even based on Shammai, even though he says the Dam is Tahor by a Goy, the Zov of a Goy would be Tameh. And the opposite extreme, the Keri of a Goy would be Tahor, even according to Beis Hillel, who's normally Machmir, he would agree that the Keri would be Tahor. So let's understand what's going on here. So Gemara says that Zovo Tameh Afil Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. How come even though by Dam, regular Dam Nida, Beis Shammai is Mekel, it's Tahor, but by Zovo he'll agree it's Tameh? Because Deha Ikel Mevan Hekera Bekeria. Because now we're talking about a male now, we're talking about a boy, a male. So since you can make a heker with respect to the carry of a guy, you could say, okay, the zov of a guy is tame, but the carry is tahor, so you have the heker exists. So now, kerio, tahor, afilu le beis hillel. How come the carry is tahor for beis hillel? Because avid birabanan, kecha, dilo, lisrof, alet, shuma, vakachem. Because Beis Hillel had to leave one area where it's tahor. We had to indicate that some heker. Because if there's no heker, if we say everything is tamei of a goy, then we're going to start burning shuma. So it has to be some area where there's a heker. So for Beis Hillel, the heker is the carry. The carry of a goy is tahor. That's enough of a heker that will indicate every other area where there is tuma by goy, oh, that's only tuma by derbanan, and we won't burn any shuma. So that's why he put the brakes on when it came to the case of a carry.
So maybe right up both. And Balkari are at the same level.
According to regards to a goy, there's no tuma. No at all.
Zero tuma.
Exactly.
So we're all discussing which one was going to make more of an impact.
Exactly. So Gemara says now, Lavid Hekera Bezovo. Why not say the opposite? Maybe make the Heker by the Zov and say Zov is really Tahor, Ula Tmuya the Kerio, and make Kerry be Tameh of the goy. So Gemara says, since Zovo Dilo Tali B'maisa Gazu Be'erbanan, since Zov does not depend on an action, in that case they wanted to make a Gzera in that situation. But when it came to the case of the Kerio, the Tali B'maisa, it does depend on a Maisa, which Rashi says in the bottom, last two lines, Ain Keri Ba Eli De Chimum, there's some Maisa involved, therefore Lo Gazu Be'erbanan, they didn't want to make a Gzera. So it's unclear exactly why Maisa, I understand the first case of Shchiach Lo Shchiach, we have such a concept. But how is Maisa versus not Maisa? So we bring down here in the name of the Tosafot Rush that something that's totally in a Maisa, it requires something that's somewhat lo shchiach. But when it comes to Zova, which is not best in a Maisa, that's called shchiach. That doesn't really line up with Lamizdaiti.
Yeah. The
you could, person can make that decision. But about Zov, it's completely out of person's, I don't know, statistically, I would imagine Kerry would be more common than Zova. But that's how Tosafot Rush at least tries to explain it. So I'm not sure anything better than that. Okay. The Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here, Lema Mesaile, let's say the following Graisa supports what we just established. Ovedes Kochavim Shepalta Shichva Zera. So you have a Goy, Ovedes Kochavim, a Goyta. So now she is Poletes Shichva Zera Miyisrael. So what's the din? So she's a Goy, but the Shichva Zera came from a Yid. So the din is Mitimeh, she is Tameh. But let's say it's the opposite. Bas Yisrael shepalta shechazera min ov de kochavim. So now she's poletes, the Jew, Jewish woman is poletes zera from a goy. So we want to know what's the status of the keri, the zera of a goy. So the Gemara says tahora. It's not what we said above. My lav tahora gemura. Just like we said above, that only the zovo of a goy is tameh, but the keri of a goy is tahora. This is exactly what the Brisa says, that a Yisrael, Bat Yisrael, who's poleta zera of a goy, she's tahora, because it's completely tahora, like we said. And the Gemara says, not true. There's not a rye from here, because you could still interpret the Brisa to say, lo, tahora midaraisa, it's tahora midaraisa, but maybe there still is a tameh midrabanan. Right? The whole din of tuma by goy in general is only dirabanan. So maybe it says tahora on a drysa level, but tameh on a dirabanan level. So there is no proof from this brisa that the keri of a goy is in fact tahora the gamre. So Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you another raya, and this is going to be a foolproof raya. Tashma, last two lines. Nim seith omer, comes out, we say, shichva zera shel Yisrael tameh b'chomakom, that the zera of Yisrael is tameh no matter where it's found, v'afilu b'mei ovedet kocham, even if it's in the womb, inside a goy, that's also metameh. The opposite. V'shel oved kochavim tahora b'chomakom, the zera of a goy is always tahora, afil b'mei Yisraelis, even if it's in the mei of Yisraelis. So, chutz, mi mei raglaim, sheba, except for the mei raglaim, unless it's mei raglaim, because since, if the zera is mixed with mei raglaim, we already learned before that mei raglaim of a goy is tamei midirbanim. So if the zera is a meura with mei raglaim, so then in that case the zera would be tamei of a goy. But not because the zera shebo, because the mei raglaim shebo. Okay, so that's the dim. So the chitema, we're going to say, when we talk about the zera of a goy being tahor, the chitema hachanami tahor midiraisa. Maybe it only means tahora on a deraisa level of all mitmeh midirban, but derban would be tamei. So atu meraglaim midiraisa. We had a contrast. We said zera is tahor, but the meraglaim is tamei. So you're going to say that zera, that the meraglaim is tamei of a goy midiraisa? Certainly not. We know tumla by goy is only derban at best. Mimatama ella. Just like we're talking about the tuma midirabanan, that the meraglaim is tuma midirabanan, so too we say tahora, that tahora midirabanan. Even midirabanan, the zera of a goy is tahora, and the shema mina, tahora afila midirabanan, shema mina. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, shechla zera shall yisol tumea b'chomachum afila mei ovedas kochavim. So the zera of a yid that's found anywhere, even if it's in the body of a goy, is still metame. So tifsha dibai rapapa. This should answer the question of Rapapa. Dibai Rapapa, Rapapa wanted to know, Shikha Zara Shal Yisrael B'mei Obedekah Mahu. That was his question. He asked his question straight up. What's the din of a Zara of Yisrael B'mei Obedekah? So here we have the answer. It says it's Tamei B'chomachum. And the Gemara says, no, that wasn't Rapapa's question. Rapapa's question was a little bit more sophisticated. What was his question? B'soch Shlosha Lokim Ibai Le Rapapa. Within 3 days of having Tashmish, that was Zera Rapapa Shaila. He knew for sure that the Zera of a Yisrael B'mei Oved Tzachavim is certainly Tami B'chamakam. That's Toch Shlosh Yom, within 3 days. The question he had, which we don't know the answer to, is as follows. Ki Kimiboyle La'acha Shlosha. If it's there for after 3 days, and the Oved Tzachavim is Poleta Shechva Zera of the Yisrael, would it still be Matami? So what's the Shaila? My, what do we say? Yisrael, the Daigi B'mitzos. So we know the din for sure is shu. The zera of Yisrael, the mei Yisrael, that's not matami after 3 days. That much we do know. That we know I mentioned yesterday based on the sugars and the Har Sinai and having to separate 3 days. That we sure know. So why? What's the reason why by a bas Yisrael who's poletes the zera of Yisrael after 3 days is not matami? It's because my Yisrael, the daigi b'mitzvah, is the very word about performing mitzvahs, a certain anxiety that exists in their body, and that mindfulness affects the physical, the biology of the body. Chavilu gufayu, it causes stress in the body. Umasriach over the masriach. It causes the zera to go bad, and therefore doesn't have the potency to be matame. So there's a 3-day limit. But what about over the kochavim, the low daigi b'mitzvahs, they're not worried about mitzvahs. They only have 7 mitzvahs to do, and even those, how concerned are they? So they're not worried. There's no anxiety. There's nothing affecting it. Lo chavil gufayu, v'lo masriach, and therefore the body's not going to ruin. It's not going to be masriach the zera, and it still will be tamei even after 3 days. Or do we say you're right? Granted that the ovdei chacham are not daigi b'mitzvos, but Dilma, there's another reason why the zera might be masriach. Because kevan de'achli shkatzim remasim, since they eat all types of disgusting foods, so chavil gufayu, that itself will physically affect the Zera Umashriach and will go bad, and after 3 days, they too will not become Tameh, and the Gemara ends off in the Tekel. We still don't know the answer to this question. Okay. We said the Gemara now closer than... Exactly. So then the Gemara says, close to the Mishnah, Dam Tahora, Tara Shemitzaras Beishamai. So we had in the Mishnah, Machlok Hil Beishamai, that a Mitzaras, a din by Mitzaras is, if a woman's a Mitzaras, she has Negatras, she's Tamai certainly, and all the Maya Nosav, all the different springs, all the sources of bodily fluids like Meraglim and Rok are Tamai Midrais as well. But we weren't sure about the Dam Tahor. So the din of Beishamai felt that it's Tahor. And based Halo says no, it has a din of a Kiroka uchmeme ragleha. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara says, my time at the Beis Hillel. What was the reason Beis Hillel felt that Dam Tahora, Dam Tara rather, is tamei by mitzaras? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak lezachar the Rabbis mitzora l'mayno. So the pasuk says lezachar. The word lezachar is superfluous. So what's lezachar telling me? That not only is the individual tamei himself, but even the mayonosav, even though all the bodily fluids are tamei. Ulinakeva, it also is a word extra in the keva to tell me the rabos mitzaras l'mayinosa, then all her body fluids, all her springs are also tamim. So my mayinosa, what mayinosa are we talking about? What are her mayinosa? Ilay mashar mayinosa mizachar nafka, if it's referring to the other body fluids, we know that from Zachar. Because just like by Zachar, all his mayanos, his meraglim and roker tamim, so that would translate over to a nekeva. You don't need an extra drasha for nekeva. So Ella must be that the Keva is teaching you something different that a male doesn't have, which is what? Ella l'dama, v'tame dam tahara shala. To conclude, that which that was not mentioned, that which was not implied by Zachar, namely, that dam tohar is tamei by mitzaras, the din deraisa. Now we saw, I mentioned, Rashi Naman Aleph says, not that the dam tohar is a really mayan, it's not a mayan, but it has a din of a mayan. That's how Rashi understands the lumdus here. So the Gemara then says, Beishamai says, no, the word nekeva is not a drasha to include dam tohar. Why not? Beishamai says, nekeva mizacha lo asya. You can't learn the mayanos of a nekeva, namely meraglim and roka, from that of a zachar, because there's a big distinction between zachar and nekeva. You have to have a separate drasha for both zachar and nekeva. What's the distinction? Dikla mifrach, there's room to ask, beishadma lezachar, because a zachar shekain ton priu prima, that by the din of a zachar, who's a mitzora needs to tear his clothing, undo his hair, that discerns chumra of asmatashim amita, all these chumras that only exist by a zachar, so that's why there's another chumra of even the mayanos. Mayanos of a zachar atame. But Tomer, does that mean you'll extend the tumma of mayanos to a nekeva, the nekeva delo, that she's not, there's no priu prima, there's no asmatashim amita? And since we wouldn't have known from a zachar, we have to have a special drasha in a keva to include even the mayonoseha. And there's no available word to include dam tohar. They still responds back and says, no. Lichta rachmana bin a keva v'lo bai zachar. So why not the Torah tell me only in a keva? That the mayonoseha of a keva is tamay. And I would have known that certainly should extend it over to a zachar. And vana amina, ma a keva she'ena tuna priya v'frima v'ena asubatash v'namita. That if a nekeva has all the kulas, there's no chumra of priya, there's no chumra of prima, no isatash mimita, and yet, Rabbi Rachman and Mayanoseh, yet the Torah included even her Mayanoseh, the Meir Glaim and Roka to be mitame, so certainly Zachal HaKoshkin, which has already other chumras, certainly the Mayanoseh should be included. So then, so why does it say Lezach in the Pasuk unnecessarily? In Eidot in Lezach, it's not needed for a Zachar, because nothing else to include, because we already covered our basis by the Zachar, it must be Tineo Inin, let's flip it back to the nekeva. You don't need to teach me the mayanoseha of nekeva because we already know that. Well, let's teach it tineu inin l'dama. Must be referring to l'dama, the tamei dam torah shala. And that's how Beis Hillel understands the drasha as to how we know the dam torah of a mitzaras is in fact coming. And Beis Shammai says, no, even a zachar from nekeva l'asya. You can't learn a zachar from nekeva. I agree that there are many chumras that zachar has. And you would have thought that if Nekeva has the kulas, there's a chumra of mayonesa, you should apply it to the Zachar who already has the chumras of priya prima, etzatash v'shemita. But still, there's a chiluk that you shouldn't learn Zachar from Nekeva, which is as follows. Digla Miprach, there's room to ask, Ma'ala Nekeva, shekein metame ba'onis, tomer b'zachar lo. Then Nekeva, when it comes to the world of Zava, a woman who Zava is a chumra, that she is metame even if she sees ba'onis, as opposed to a Zachar. Now that's a strange question. We're talking about Mitzaras. Where do you bring the dinam of Zava from? And Beis Hillel says that's exactly the problem. Beis Hillel, Kaimid b'Mitzara, who parcha mila de Zava. We're talking about the world of Mitzara. And you're bringing a kasher from Zava? What is Ma'inin Shmita Harsina? So Beishah Amri says, no, Shum Tumah Parche. I don't have to be so specific. I'm asking in general. When the world of Tumah, we have Chumers that exist by Nekeva and Chumers that exist by Zachar, and therefore we can't make sense of Tumah. And for that reason, you cannot learn Zachar from Nekeva, nor Nekeva from Zachar. They're each independent. To tell me that Mayonosav and Mayonosav respectively are Tame, and there is no available pasuk to include Dam Tawar, according to Beishan. Ibai saying the last narrow line in Amud Beis here, another explanation is, Amulach Beishamah. Beishamah says, Hai lezachar, vibar lezachar kolshu. Really, Beishamah agrees you can learn the Tumas Mayonosav from Nekeva. So the word lezachar is extra, so what do you learn from the word zachar? To include lezachar kolshu, zachar, anything that's anyone who's a zachar, being gado ben katan, and even a ben tinok echad, who sees tzaras, would have a din of a mitzvah. And it's not available to teach me emeinu inyan, tenel inyan Nekeva, for the Dam Torah. Beisil responds back is you don't need Zachar to tell me a Zachar culture. Because Nafgale, we learn that out from Mizos Terasa Zav. This is a rule of the Zav, across the board. It's a category that Bein Gadol Bein Katan, they're all Tamei, and therefore the word Lezachar is in fact extra to make the drasha of Dam Torah is Tamei, even for Mitzaras. Gemara now says first two wide lines of the Amud Beis here, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Ki Pashit Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish answered, and really Rashi says, Ki Pashit means Ki Darsh. When Reish Lakish was darshening the Zav, when he was darshening the Sugis of Zav, he's learning the Sugis of Zav, he had the following question. Bai, Hachi. This was his Chakira. Re'ir Rishona Shel Zav Katan Mahu Shetitma. So let me explain what's going on here. The way it works is that if a person sees, there's a difference between Zov and Keri, as we spoke. If a person, a man, sees the first Riyah of a Zov, he's a din of a Zera. He's Tamei one day, it's a din of a Shikha Zera. If he sees twice, however, he's a din of a Zava now. He's a Zava, because he saw it two times. He turns from a Keri to a Zava. And the din would be, he'd have to wait Shiv and Akim, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon yet. Now, by a Katan, the din is a Katan, when he sees Keri, not Zov, when he sees Keri, a Katan's definitely Tamei. And also, if a katan sees Zava twice, he's definitely a Zava Gadola. The suffix he had, we'll see this inside in a second, if the katan sees Ziva, Zov, one day, is he Tame? It's katan who sees Keri is not Tame, rather. If a katan who sees Shechazer is not Tame, and if a katan sees Zov twice, he is Tame. So the question is, if he sees Zov just one time, is he Tamei or not? Do we say, well, since if he sees Keri, he's Tahor, so since a din of one Ri of Zov is like a din of a Keri, he should be Tahor? Or do we say, since if he were to see a second time Zov, he'd be Tamei Zava, maybe he should be even Tamei, even after seeing Zov once? So let's see that inside now. So this is his question. Again, Ki Pashit Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish Darshan B'Zov, B'Zov Bai Hachi. This was his question. Re'ir Rishona Shel Zav Katan, the Katan were to see Zov, the first Re'iah, Maha, what's the din? Shetidma b'maga. Should there be a tumas maga here? Do we say zos terasa zav? This is the rule of the zav. Vasher tete mimenu shichlas zera amachman rachmana. Even though seeing zov is not really a din of zera, it's not the same mitzis as zera, but still has a din of a zera. The pasuk calls it shichlas zera. So do we say kol shichlas zera shelo mitami? Anyone who shichlas zera is tamei, then Ria Rishona Shiloh would also be Mitame. The first thing of Zov shows to be Tame, and that's only Lagabe Gadol, who's Shechla Zer Tame. The high, this Katan, came in the Shechla Zer Shiloh Lo Mitame, since if a Katan were to see Shechla Zer, he's not Tame, so too we should learn Lo Mitame Ria Rishona and Amri Lo. The first sighting of Zov should not be Tame for Katan. Lo Titma shouldn't be Tame. Oh, perhaps we should say the other way. Dilma, Kaven de Ila Ihu Chazitarte Mitztarfi Mitami. But if the Katan were to see twice, if he were to see Zov on two occasions, he would have a din of a Zov, so maybe even the first sighting should have a din of a Zov as well. That was a Safek Reish Lakish post. So Gemara answers from a clear bright, which answers this question. Amar Rava, Rava says no. The answer is that Toshma, Zos Teras HaZav, this is a din of a Zov, Ben Gadol Ben Katan, whether he's a Gadol or he's a Katan, Ma Gadol Ria Rishona Shalom Mitame, just like a Gadol, his first sighting of a Zov is Mitame, so to Af Katan Ria Rishona Nami Mitame. So to for Katan, his first sighting of a Zov would be Tame. So even though if a Katan were to see Keri, he's Tahor, if he were to see Zov, he would in fact be Tame. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue tomorrow.
Can we get from that any rate?